The Torah says in this week's Parsha in Perek Gimel, Eloh told us Aaron Moshe. And then in Pasuk Aleph, and in Pasuk Beis, the Torah goes on to only mention the children of Aaron. They never mention the children of Moshe. So what's pshat with Eloh told us Aaron and Moshe? It's only the told us of Aaron. Rashi has that exact question. And Rashi answers that Moshe taught them Torah. And any person who teaches anybody Torah, you teach your friend's child Torah, it's as if you had that child, as the Gemara in Sanhedrin points out. So by Moshe teaching Aaron's kids Torah, it's as if he was their, as if he was their parent. So the Torah Tamima asks on this, so what does that mean, Moshe taught them Torah? Like, he taught everybody Torah, okay. So it must have been that they're counting everybody, and that's when Moshe taught them Torah. But the Torah Tamima says, if that's the case, it would have said everybody. It wouldn't have just listed Eloh told us Aaron. It said told us Kol Bnei Yisrael. So the fact that it said told us Aaron, he points out that means that, no, he dafka taught Aaron's children. He had alone time. He had a chavrusa with them. That he only taught them. And that's so much more powerful and so much more valuable than if you had just taught the entire world and they happened to be there. You know, you give a shiur to 100 people and they're all there. Okay. So they get what they get out of it. But when you learn with two, three individuals and you learn on an individual level and, it's just you and them, it's on such a different level. And then it says, it's as if they're your child, because there's no greater, reward in the world to being able to have the privilege to learn with your children. So anytime you're learning with somebody, it's ki'ilu that your child, because the giving over of Torah is such an incredible matana. And Moshe didn't want his time in the world to not have that opportunity, one, to give off as much Torah as possible to as many people, but specifically his nephews. He wanted to make sure that they had an opportunity to learn directly from him, because what could be a greater schus to be able to say, I learned from Moshe Rabbeinu, my uncle Moshe Rabbeinu taught me Torah. He didn't want them to be deprived of that. And then for that reason, Ki'ilu is his children, because he saw such an amazing opportunity to be able to give over Torah. And again, we can't go on these radical ideas of trying to, I'm going to share Torah with everybody in the world who doesn't want to hear it. But when somebody wants to hear Torah and you have an opportunity to share Torah, share it with them. The same way you'd want to constantly be teaching your children Torah in the way of Hashem. It's the same thing here. When you have an opportunity to learn with somebody, don't pass that up. It's a great, great schus. Have a wonderful Shabbos. Be safe and healthy.